This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're going to do kind of a high-concept story on tariffs and the trade war a little bit later in the program, but we are going to dig into some of the practicalities of it now. The Trump administration's tariffs on steel and aluminum and more than $250 billion worth of Chinese imports are turning up in the darndest of places, it turns out, including your water. There's an American company that sells water purification products to municipal water systems in this country, but its plant is over in China, so it's trying real hard to find a way to bypass the latest list of import taxes. But as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, finding that tariff escape hatch, it's a little bit difficult right now.
You're hearing water coming from thousands of feet underneath Los Angeles.
We get about 1.5 million gallons of water out of the ground every day.
David Gould has been the engineer here at La Crescenta Valley Water District for 21 years. It provides water for four towns near L.A.
Comes through into our system here, and then we have to treat it for high nitrates.
So to treat the water for this pollutant, which, by the way, comes from fertilizer and septic systems, they pipe it through these 15-foot-tall, beige, pressurized vats full of little filter balls made of resin.
Which kind of look like beanbag chair styrofoam balls, very similar to that.
Well, pretty much all of this stuff, the resin balls, the steel pipes, it's getting more expensive. For one simple reason, tariffs. 25% tariffs on goods from China, for starters, including those filter balls. At La Crescenta, they'll need replacing in a couple years.
We anticipate the cost to be 25 to 30% more, so we're looking at $40,000 to $50,000 extra of cost.
And 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum. The pipes are made from steel.
We've seen actual quotes from our companies that we buy the steel pipes saying that they've also increased their price by 25%.
These price hikes are getting passed directly to consumers in the form of rate increases on their water bills.
So we're seeing about a 2% increase, primarily due to the increase in our materials cost.
The company that produces the little water-purifying resin balls is called Purelite. It sells to municipal water systems around the country that serve millions of consumers. It is a U.S. company, but it owns a factory in China. Jacob Brody is vice president. He says one way to get around the tariffs would be to make the filter resin here.
To build a new facility in the United States will cost tens of millions of dollars and take 2 to 3 years.
His factory in China serves customers all over the world. He says building an additional factory just for the U.S. doesn't make economic sense.
We couldn't afford to shut the factory down in China.
Meanwhile, he's applied with the U.S. Trade Representative to be excluded from the tariff. Attorney Richard Weiner is representing Purelite.
The problem in all this is there's no timeline for USTR to decide on our motion for reconsideration.
The U.S. Trade Representative's office has received around 5,000 applications to get exemptions from just a small piece of the China tariffs. The Commerce Department has received almost 36,000 applications for exemptions to steel and aluminum tariffs. Ambassador Miriam Shapiro is a former Deputy U.S. Trade Representative.
This is such an unprecedented situation. As a small agency, USTR simply does not have the resources necessary to try and process the current backlog of requests for exemptions.
In some ways, Purelite is lucky because at least it can apply for an exemption. Most companies don't have that option under administration rules. Attorney Richard Weiner says he has no idea whether he'll get a response to his application in weeks or months or years. USTR didn't respond when asked about this.
In our case, it's really rather urgent. The goal of the Trump tariffs is to punish China. But here we have a situation where the effect of the tariff is solely to harm Americans, not Chinese. So we're kind of caught in a crossfire.
With no clear timetable for getting out. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.